Okay, welcome everybody to our Chavrusa in Das Tfila. Let's see what we got here. Okay, so the last few weeks we have been discussing the idea that tefillah is somehow supposed to be din, supposed to be din. We generally think of tefillah as rachamim, as a request for rachamim, not really as a request for din. Why would we be requesting din? But we found a number of different sources where he showed that although the goal of tefillah is rachamim, obviously we want Hashem's rachamim, but the experience of going through tefillah is an experience that is most similar to judgment in many ways. We're looking at ourselves, we're judging ourselves, we're putting in ourselves in front of God in a very, in a very vulnerable way. And now he takes it from here. Tfilah b'lashon hispa'el. Okay, if any of you have a das tfilah, we're up at the page 18 now, so we're making some progress here. I don't know what page it started on, probably page 10. But okay, here we go. Tfilah b'lashon hispa'el. Okay. Hapol hamofia tamid. B'shorish tefillah hu lehitpalel. The grammar, the tense, right? The tense that we use, the grammatical formulation. What's the right word for that? The conjugation we use? No, it's not a conjugation. The grammar that we use is lehitpalel, right? We've been speaking about the fact that the root palal, pei lamed lamed, seems to be at the heart of tefillah. But usually we don't speak of palal. We speak of hit palel. To do something to oneself. Binyan hit pa'el. I'm sorry for those of you who did end up going to yeshiva. This brings back painful memories. But for whatever it's worth, it's always to do it to yourself. The pasuk, for example, vayamod pinchas vayefalel. That's the pasuk used to show that amida can be tefillah in the Gemara in Brachos. So there it's vayefalel. Vayefalel means Pinchas judged. He judged and he attacked. But we usually speak of hit palel, binyan hit pael. Mor lanu inyan zeh al hashinui vehahifa'alut shehava hamitpalel. This is coming to teach us about the change and the change upon oneself that happens to a person when they daven. Right? Palel means to do something to oneself. It's funny because really tefillah seems like it's praying to God. But really, tefillah causes a change in ourselves. Uminukudazu shavim anu l'sheila shehitzavnu b'tchilas dvareinu b'nisucho shel. This brings us back to a question that we started with, and he quotes the Maharal's version of the question. Im ra'ui ha'adam sheyitein Hashem yisbarach elav ha'dvar shuhmit palel. If God was going to give you the thing, if you've been a good boy or a good girl, and God was going to give you the thing anyway, lama lo yitein elav below tefillah. So why shouldn't God give it to you even if you don't pray? V'im ein ra'ui elav, and if you're not deserving of it, im kein af im yitpalel v'yavakesh v'chi b'shvil tfilato yitein elav, because you pray, God will give it to you. We have a system of very, very strict, exacting justice. God can know exactly what we deserve. So the question is, what is the role? How does tefillah play in? We're used to this idea of a ma'arechet, of a system of reward and punishment, a reward of mitzvos and averos and what we deserve. How does tefillah play with this? There's also another ma'arechet. What's another ma'arechet that we live in? There's tefillah, there's good and bad, and there's things that are supposed to happen, right? Our destiny, the Jewish people's destiny. There's kind of this conflict between these different kinds of things, my own reward and punishment. What does tefillah do? That's the question of the Maharal. How can tefillah change an outcome? Amnam, lefi mashin isbar ad ko, based on what we've seen until now, that the experience of praying has to change me. If I'm really vulnerable, if I stand up before I start to pray and I say, God, it's me. I'd like an opportunity to talk to the master of the universe. That experience, if done correctly, has to be something that changes us. If we, as we spoke about last time, pray so hard because we know that the default is that things are not going to change. things are going to stay a certain way. And we pray so hard because we're trying to literally overturn the natural course of events. If we go through these things, the tshuva is berura. So the answer is simple. Ukefi shemenascha bal ha'ikarim. And he quotes the answer as it's phrased by the Baal HaIkarim. This is the famous answer. The famous answer to this question, you'll see it anywhere, is by the Baal HaIkarim. Who's Baal HaIkarim? Rav Yosef Albo, not Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yosef Albo in the 1300s. He wrote the Sefer HaIkarim. What is the Sefer HaIkarim? It's a fascinating book. He takes on the Rambam. The Rambam proposed that there were 13 principles of faith. And the Sefer HaIkarim says, I don't know where he came up with that number from. Because many of the Ikarim have to do with each other. There is the Torah, and the Torah is not going to change. How did the Rambam come up that there are 13 things that you have to believe? And what the Sefer HaIkarim does is he actually takes the Rambam's 13 principles, and he boils it down to three. He boils the whole thing down to three. Number one, there is a God. Number two, he gave us commands. He told us what to do. And three, it matters if you do it. That's what everything comes down to. The fact that there's Schar Va'onesh and there's Mashiach and there's Tchias HaMesim, he says that's not three different things. That's all. It matters. There are consequences if you do it or you don't do it. So he boils the entire Rambam's philosophy down into three principles, three things, and that is it. There is a God, he gave us what to do, and he cares if we do it. When do we seem to follow in line of the Sefer HaIkarim and talk about these three things as the principles of our faith? Anybody want to unmute and take a guess? When do we seem to have a proof for what he's saying? In the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the middle section consists of three brachos. One is called Malchios. One is Zichronos. And one is Shofros. Now, we know what Malchios is, and we know what Zichronos is, that everything comes before him, and he knows if you do it or not, and he gives you reward and punishment. What is Shofros? So if you look closely at Shofros, Shofros is not about blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shofros is about the shofar that will eventually, the shofar that we read about at the time of Matan Torah. All those psukim in there, there was the smoke, and there was everything, and there was a kol shofar gadol, chazak me'ot. So the Sefer HaIkarim says, see, I'll show you that I'm right, because the Musaf of Shmoneh Esrei, of Rosh Hashanah, is basically these three ideas. Malchios, there is a God. Shofros, he gave us commandments at Sinai. Zichronos, he knows what you do, and it matters, and there are consequences. So that's the Sefer HaIkarim. And in it, he goes through many, many different kinds of issues. So he writes like this. So the Sefer HaIkarim says like this, Va'al ze'a derech. He says, in the same way, what is the same way? Kefi shetshuva v'shinoi Hashem mo'ilim l'shanos ha'gzeira. Just as tshuva and changing our name, separate issue, can help to change a'gzeira. Humavuar shetoil hatfila o kishron hamase al shiyuchal hamitpalel l'kabel shefa hatov. Okay, el shiyuchal, towards the fact that we can do it. Just like tshuva and changing your name, it's a separate issue how changing the name works, so to prayer and improving your deeds, those things can help the mitpalel to get the shefa hatov. O levatel mimenu hara hanigzer alav, or to cause a certain thing to go away. Lihiyoto mishtaneh mimadregas haroa shiyeba. Because when you pray, you become a better person. When you pray, if you've had a real prayer experience, and we've been saying till now, prayer is much less about the words than it is about taking three times a day, pulling myself out of the world and saying, I have to report to somebody. I have an accounting to give. I have a boss. Somebody sent me here. I'm on a mission. That should change me. Ve'ein lahakshos v'lomar eich yishtane ratzon Hashem yisbarach ha'yidei ha'tfila. And don't ask me, says the Sefer Eikarim, how could you change God's mind? Shekach haya ratzon Hashem yitbarach mitchila. That's the system. It's part of the system of schar v'onesh. Tfila doesn't function in its own way. Tfila is simply part of schar v'onesh. Shetitkayem ha'gzera b'yoso ba'osa madrega va'osa hachana. That this thing, God says, if you're in this place, then this is going to happen to you. But if you get to this place, then it's not going to happen to you. It's just as if you gave a tremendous amount of tzedakah, or you did a tremendous mitzvah. Tefillah works in that way. It changes you. V'im tishtaneh ha'achana tishtaneh ha'gzeira. That's the phrase. Im tishtaneh ha'achana tishtaneh ha'gzeira. If you change yourself by preparing yourself in tefillah, so the gzeira is going to change as well. That's the famous answer of the Sefer HaIkarim to this question of how prayer works. If you pray properly, you improve yourself, and you make yourself the kind of person that deserves whatever it is that you're praying for. Could be. Right? Hahishtanut shel hamitpalel ve'ahachana, the change that occurs within the person who's praying. V'hachana. What is this hachana? What is this preparation? Ze riboy haheftzer b'tfila. That's when we spoke about this last time, when I really dig deep down. If I'm just praying from the mouth and outwards, it's not really going to make a difference to me. I get a mitzvah. I get a mitzvah for davening, but I get a mitzvah for a lot of things. If that were the case, then tfila wouldn't have a special place in getting me what I'm asking for. I could do another mitzvah, I could do a chesed, I could do something, but tefillah is so transformative that it literally can make me a different person in 5 minutes. It can make me a different person over the course of days of doing this, right? Heim ha-mivin l'shini ha-gzeira. V'hu ratzono yisbaruch kafishim avar sham, zui tavniso shala'inyan, that's the basic idea. Ba'imanu lihisponin b'ma'amakim shibo. He says that's the simple idea. Now we're going to go further. Ba'im anu, we're going to now go lihisponein to think about the depth ha'mamakim shabo of this idea. Here it goes. A very, very important idea from the Derech Hashem, from the Ramchal. He's quoting the Ramchal. Ki hinei ha'adon baruch hu, is everybody with me? You can nod. Yeah, you see where we are? Okay. He says like this. He says, Ki hine ha'adon baruch hu nasan la'adam da'as dea lihiyot manhig atzmo ba'olamo. He starts by saying, this is the Ramchal in his explanation of what the purpose of tefillah is. Okay, Derech Hashem is a very, very deep sefer that if you read on the surface level, you think you understand it, but it's a very, very deep sefer. But basically, the Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem how Hashem runs the world. How Hashem runs the world, what the world is for, all the secrets you wanted to know, you could read it in the Ramchal, and you think you understand it, till you go over it again and you realize it's a lot deeper than that. But the Ramchal says like this. He says, God gave us Deya. He made us intelligent. He gave us the ability to make choices, to discern. L'hios manig atzmo ba'olamo b'seichel u'betvuna. Okay, that we should be able to run our lives in this world with seichel and with tvuna, with intelligence and with discernment. Ve'he'emis ha'masa alav, and he laid the burden upon mankind, every person, lihiyot mefakeach al tzorchav kulam. He put us in charge of a lot of stuff. We don't live lives on autopilot. We have a lot of stuff that we need to take care of. Religious decisions, interpersonal decisions, financial decisions. Life is complicated. He put us down here and he said, go ahead, take care of yourself. Now, it's true that many people until they're about 30 years old don't take that responsibility. But eventually, the idea is that everyone should take that responsibility upon themselves. Ve'ha'inyan hazeh miyusad al shnei shorashim. Why did God do that? Why did he give us so much to take care of? Why does he make us so much responsible for so much stuff? Ha'echad, ליוקרו של האדם וחשיבותו. שניתן לו השכל והדעה הזאת להיות מנהל את עצמו כראוי. The first thing is, it makes us חושב. It's a compliment. It is a way of showing how important we are and how godlike we are. Just like God has to kviyochel make decisions, just like God is in charge of a lot of things, so we're in charge of a lot of things. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many people that he's responsible for, so whether he gave us children, grandchildren, didn't he, gave us neighbors, he gave us community members, God makes us a little God person in this world. And therefore, we should feel good that we have all this responsibility. Next time we're like, oh, I have so many things on my mind. Well, imagine being God. Right? That's our little piece of God, is to be worried about all these kinds of things that are going on. That's how, if God would just remove that from us, oh, yeah, I wish I didn't have all these things. That's what it means to be divine. In the image of God, is to be responsible, to have responsibilities. Vasheni. The second reason, lihiot lo esek ba'olam velikasher be'inyanav. And the second is that God wants us to be involved for some reason in this world. He wants us to be involved in the nitty-gritty stuff of this world. Even though he put us here to get close to him and to perfect our neshama, He gave us all this responsibility on our back because he wanted that somehow the way that we should improve ourselves and the way that we should find him is through the material world. And that is what keeps us as humans. Part of the human condition, the way God made people, is that they have to struggle in this world. They have to make the best they can do in this world. Why, if God wants us to do Torah and mitzvahs, did he just give us Torah and mitzvahs? Why does he have us try to make a living? Why does he have us involved with bodily needs? Why does he have us involved with all this stuff? Because he wanted us to somehow find him amidst this darkness. It's a hide and go seek. Shehu derechol v'lo kodesh. And this is, he wanted us to find him amidst the chol, amidst the everyday, and not just through the Kodesh. V'hu ma shemitztarech lo bizmano zeh, kefi sidrei hanhaga. And this is, he wants us, whatever it is that's going on, whatever it is we have to be involved in for some reason, he wanted us to get our hands dirty. He wanted us to get our hands dirty and to be involved in everything in the world, in the pleasures of the world, in the difficulties of the world, in making a living and everything else. V'hine, on the one hand, this drags us down. We're supposed to become godly. We're supposed to become angelic. We're supposed to become spiritual. How can I be spiritual when I'm stuck in all this material stuff? I want to sit and learn all day. You got to make a living. I want to be just meditating all the time. You can't do that. You got to be involved. You got to get your hands dirty. Aval hu hi yurida mitzareches lo, vigoremes lo aliyah acharkein. But this is, in the famous phrase, an aliyah, a yerida litzorech aliyah. Our descending into this world, and you'll see, what does this have to do with tefillah? We'll get there. Our descending into this world, our involving ourselves in the everyday kinds of stuff that we deal with every day. Something's broken. I got to fix the sink. I got to pay the bill. All this stuff. Who needs this stuff? Why don't you, God, just give me a list of decisions, good decisions, bad decisions. Why don't you just give me a Torah? I'll sit. Why do I have to find you amidst this whole mess? He said it's an aliyah, yerida l'tzarech aliyah. God wants us to find him amidst this, and despite the fact that the world is so material, and despite the fact that we're so busy, he sends us down into the world, and he says, now I want you to earn your place by getting back up. Ve'ulam, kemo sheyuridezu mitztareches lo lefi inyano ba'olam, since, despite the fact that we need to come into this world, hinei mitzad acher, tzarich shelo tarbe yoter mima sheraui. He said, but it's a trap. Because the way God wants us to find him is through the material world. But we could easily get so involved in the material world that we can't see him anymore. That's the challenge of life. He wants us to live in this world. He wants us to find him through this world. He created our neshamos that the way we can find him is specifically by unearthing him all around us in this world. But the world could blind us. The more I get involved with, and it's an interesting word, lehistabech. What does lehistabech mean? It doesn't mean that I follow this world. Lehistabech means I get entangled in. Right? V'hine ayelachar ne'achaz b'svach b'karnav. Right? He's not talking about someone who's following their passions. He's talking about somebody who just is working very hard to make a living. Just has everyday stresses. Is so busy with their everyday stuff that they actually don't have time to think about him at all. So the Ramchal presents, and much of his Sefer deals with these kinds of issues, the Ramchal presents this paradox. God wants us to be here. He wants us to be involved in the world. He created us in such a way that we have an enormous amount that we have to do besides directly serve him, besides just study Torah and do clear mitzvos with our bodies and with our minds. He wants us to be down here, and that's the secret to our success. But there's a very fine line between following his lead, about being down here and using it to uncover him down here, and just forgetting about him altogether. Right? We know that the word for olam, the word for olam is the root ayin lamed mem, which means to be hidden. And we know that the word teva, which is nature, is also the word to drown. Right? Tava, tava bayam. I drowned. So it's a game of hide and go seek. The trick is to keep seeking. Very often, he's so hidden that we just forget we're playing the game and we go on and just do our everyday things. We forget that we're in the middle of a game. How do we solve this paradox? Says the Ramchal. Such an inspiring paragraph. V'hine hechin habore yisparach shemo tikun lazeh. God built in, he built in a way of reminding us that we're playing the game. A way of reminding us that we're supposed to be looking for him in this world and using this world to find him and not allowing the world to cover him. A person should first, that before I go out to work, before I take this medicine, before I do whatever it is, I should first go to him. And I should ask him for his help with everything. The alav yashlich yahavo. And I should take the burden off my back and I should put it on his. If before I go to work, I pray that he should help me at work, v'yehyeze reshit klali v'ikari l'chol hishtaluto. What a phrase. This should be the reshis, the general beginning, and the ikar of all of his hishtadlos. All of his ishtadlos. God said, I want you to go out and I want you to work. But before you go to work, before you take the medicine, before you try to do anything, before you get involved in whatever it is in the world, I want you first to ask me for it. Ad shekasher yimshach achar kach b'shar darchei ha'ishtadlos, such that afterwards, when I try, when I get involved in the world, when I get my hands dirty during the day, kevan, lo yikre shiyistabeach v'yishtakea b'gufaniyut v'chumriyut. Right? I won't therefore sink so far down. It's almost like a cord that's attached to me. It's something around my waist. I'm going back. Every time I go into the world, I go into the world with a harness. And that harness was established at tefillah in the morning. It won't happen that I will get so entangled and I will get so attached to the gufaniyut v'chumriyut, to the things of the body and the material things. Kevan shekvar hikdim v'tala hakol bo yisparach, because I already came to him. V'lo tihyeh yiridato yirida rabah, ela tisamech al yedei hitkin hatikun shekodem la. And then I won't fall so far down. I'll be ready for the world. I'll have a different perspective on the world. And I won't fall so far down when I go into the world. What a powerful idea of the Ramchal. What a powerful idea of the Ramchal. That the purpose of tefillah is to set the stage for the rest of my life, the rest of my day. That as long as I'm constantly checking in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm doing that first, right? Reishis klali ve'ikari l'chol hishdaluto. If the first thing I do is I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I recognize him, I will not drown when I then turn around and I do it myself. I won't get stuck in the mud of this world. Right? Matzav ha'adam v'habriya b'hanagas ha'olam b'darchei ha'teva, the way we are involved in the natural world, yotzeret richuk b'ino l'borei. Everything we do with the physical world causes a distance between us and God. Hein mitzad ha'ester panim shebo ha'borei yisparach, hukel mistater achorei maschei ha'teva. One hand, because God hides himself under behind teva, the mask of teva, misachei ha'teva. V'hein mitzad chai ha'odam ha'merchekim oto min ha'or ha'elyon k'fi she'izbar b'derech ha'ramchal. Not only does the world naturally hide God, but the more we get involved in the world, the less we're thinking about God. V'kan ba ha'tfila u'mishane et matzav ha'adam. Tfila comes and changes the station of a person, the place of a person, u'mikarevet oto l'baro al yedei ha'hishtanut shehi po'elet bo. It completely changes our perspective. Completely changes our perspective. How is it that tefillah works? Why does tefillah change our destiny? Because tefillah changes who we are. Why does tefillah change us in such a significant way? Because it's fundamental to the challenge of this world. Fundamental to the challenge of the world. We have to be part of the world, but the more we're part of the world, the further we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By praying, we put that world into a certain context. It's a very powerful phrase. Iker lekol hishtaluto. The Iker hishtadlus. You'll sometimes get people who wonder, what is the connection between hishtadlus and tefillah? Am I supposed to be doing it through my actions? Or am I supposed to be praying for it? Says the Ramchal, the first thing you should do is pray for it. That's the Iker Hishtadlus. So if you look at the story at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov is getting ready to meet Esav, right? So what does Yaakov do? He does three things. He prepares a matana, he prepares for war, and he davens, right? And I think the way most people look at it is, he does two things. And, you know, he davens, right? He davens. He prepares for war. He prepares a gift. He did his strategy. He did his ishtadlus. And once he did all of his ishtadlus, he turns to God and says, now it's in your hands. That's not the way we understand tefillah. Tefillah is ishtadlus. It can't be the only ishtadlus we do. It's not the only thing. We can't just pray and then sit back and wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do. But if we haven't also asked him for help, then we haven't used the tools that are available to us. It's like walking in with a partner to your right into a dark alley, walking in with a big guy to your right and saying, no, it's okay. I'm going to do my own ishtadlus. I'm going to do your own ishtadlus. Your ishtadlus was paying the guy to be with you on your right. So your ishtadlus is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, it's important not simply that we ask God, but specifically that we ask God first. For those of you who are listening on the mornings, I'm going to be focusing on, just turns out, I'm going to be focusing on this idea, you know, for the next couple of days. How do we bring ourselves to the place where the first thing that we do when we have a crisis is to ask God for help? That's the question. How do we train ourselves? It's very difficult to do. takes a lot of times of failing to do it and then reminding ourselves. How do we get to the place that when we, before we put in our own hishtadlus, we ask him for a little help? So I spoke the other day about taking medicine, about the yehi ratzon that you could take before medicine. It's a very powerful thing. That's easy because it's there. It's hard to remember. You put a little sticker wherever you have your medicine. It's not so hard to remember anymore. But that's something that we know we're going to do. We wake up in the morning, go to sleep, take some medicine. So you could think of it. How do we train ourselves when something happens? And I always use the example of losing our keys. I don't know why I use that example. It must be because I always lose my keys. So what? How do we do that when we have that? We all know what that moment of panic is. That moment of panic. When we have that moment of panic that I've lost something, that something is going to be a challenge, before we jump into that, you know, fighting mode to try to take care of it, can we train ourselves that the reishis klali v'ikari l'chol hishtadluso, that the first hishtadlus is to bring God into the picture. It's to bring him into the picture. And once we do that, then it keeps us from getting too mired in the world and our activities. The challenge is for many of us, and with this I'll end for today, once we're in the middle of the activity, it becomes harder and harder to reach out to Hashem. It builds on itself, right? Once we jump into the search for the keys and we become so wrapped up in it, then it becomes much more difficult. It's the question of how can we train ourselves before we sink in to be able to do that. So says the Ramchal, in a basic way, that's the gift of tefillah. Tefillah is there to protect us from falling too far down into the world. And he'll develop this idea more, Mirtz Hashem, next week. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Feel free, unless there are lots of people screaming in the background, feel free to unmute yourselves more next week. It doesn't have to be so formal. That Ari Zucker, what's your question?
I wanted to make a comment.
Yeah.
Maybe the purpose of that is, you know, if you take a step back when something's happening, the first thing you do is, you know, think about your relationship with God and asking them to intervene, or, you know, you turn to Hashem first. It really changes your perspective. It makes you feel small in a way, and it maybe takes away some of the panic, as you said.
Mm-hmm. It does a lot of things.
It puts things in perspective.
Feeling like, you know, it could do a lot of things. It can put things into perspective in the sense that once you're thinking about God, you're probably thinking a little bit beyond yourself.
Right.
And you're beginning to think of, you know, everything going on in the world is such a big deal if I can't find my keys for a few minutes. But it also makes you feel like you're not in it alone, which is really a very good feeling.
It's comforting.
It's a very comforting feeling. I've said that when I daven a good Shmona Esrei, you've probably heard me say this at some point, when I daven a good Shmona Esrei and I take three steps back, I don't feel like I'm leaving God's office. I feel like I'm holding his hand and he's leaving the office with me. That's the way we should feel at the end of Shmona Esrei. Not that we put in our two cents and now we're leaving his office.